On the line to help us make sense of these numbers is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Beautiful September fall morning to you, Wayne. Thanks so much for being with us.
It is a beautiful day out there, Todd, and can we say turnaround Tuesday?
Yeah, we can say turnaround Tuesday, and I said fall, but it's still summer, at least until tonight or tomorrow morning, really early, I think around 3 a.m. I can't remember quite when the vernal equinox comes, but really close. Tomorrow will be fall.
Well, we can get up and try to balance our eggs but no, we are seeing sort of a real turnaround here. The equity markets are all down. They seem that the metals all seem to be leading the way down, and the crop ratings on the beans increasing 2%. That it's a strange time of year because this is our last quality report as far as looking at things, and here we are, increasing as beans are turning color. That generally never happens. So I think that was one of the shockers that knocked us out of the ballpark last night, early this morning.
Yeah, I made note off that crop progress report that USDA is telling us Minnesota is really ahead in the percentage of beans that it has harvested at this point, really a long ways ahead compared to what they normally are. They're at 12% harvested. The rest of the states are pretty par for the course, 3% in Illinois, 5% in Indiana, 1% in Iowa, 3% in Ohio. Bean harvest really just getting a good start. Corn harvest not really moving along very fast either. Those numbers...
10% versus 15 average. So we're running behind on corn yield, or corn going along, but we continue to see really inconsistent yields as far as here in Indiana, of course, and Illinois, but the yields in Iowa, Minnesota, and those areas are looking real good. I think Pennsylvania was the farthest along on harvesting.
Yeah, and the other flip side of that is it's clear that the rainfall slowed the harvest down because maturity is ahead, and it's ready to be harvested, but just not able to get into the field. And I suppose producers just starting to get moving again in your area this week?
Yeah, there was very little combine yesterday. We were done with most of our early beans, and they were waiting for them to turn and get back in there later this week in our immediate area here. So basically, we'll probably see the combine starting to roll pretty good starting tomorrow or Thursday.
How did the early beans turn out?
The early beans, we had beans anywhere from 19 bushel to 69 bushel. Over here, a majority of them falling in the 40 to 50 bracket on the early beans. Less than usual.
Yeah, is the idea these will get better as time goes by?
You know, depends on which farmer you talk to. I think that we're going to see some variance in some of these. I think it's still going to lie on how the drainage was on the field as much as anything. We thought we lost from the dying early, but I think that it was basically the wetness of the beans and that couldn't get the moisture away. Now, we are hearing that on some of the wetter, flat ground, we're seeing some of the corn yields down probably at 150 or so up around the Frankfort area, which is generally a 200 to 220 bushel type yield. So, and then on the clay ground, but it's where it's hilly, it's back upward the 200 again. So we're seeing some real variance in the yields.
Where's the pressure coming from in the soybean market today?
Well, I think, a couple things. I think the enthusiasm we saw yesterday sort of dwindled. I think that the bean yields in western Illinois and Iowa are a little better than what they've been looking for. We've talked and talked and talked about the Chinese delegation that's going to be here later this week, and it's sort of old news now. And I think that some of the funds are just selling off, and I think we'll see it slow down right in here because this is the area where we sort of stopped the last couple times on down.
I suppose the trade will be watching with great interest what's coming off of the combines and all of the monitors and checking out the Twitter feeds and making sure that they stay up to speed on where this soybean and corn crop is. We have a couple of numbers, and we've been talking about these for a while. The grain stocks report is due next week on the 30th of September. Any surprises that we need to be watching out for in it?
You know, as we look at the stocks report, the wheat's probably going to be 250 million bushel more than last year. The soybeans, plus or minus 10 million bushel from the 210 number we saw in September. And the corn, probably a little bit of an increase, but maybe not any on that 1.7 that we saw in September numbers. So, but it is going to be interesting because this is a report that a lot of times we think there's a skew between old and new crop stuff being added together and how much harvest happened fast. So, it is a number that could shock us.
All right. And then, of course, we have the acreage figures that will be updated in October and the World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates, those coming, of course, from the Crop Progress Report and some of the FSA numbers reported to USDA. Are you concerned that there won't be any changes in those numbers?
You know, I think there will be some. I think we'll probably see, you know, somewhere around 1.5 million bushel reduction in the bean acres that way. So I think that that will be included in there, because I think the FSA numbers and that put in with them, that we're going to look ahead to the realization that there were quite a few acres that didn't get planted.
So if we drop 1.5 million acres out of the soybeans, how many bushels of soybeans do we drop down on the carryout then, do you suppose?
Oh, you know, I'm thinking that a lot of guys are still going to be, you know, closer to that 370 or to 400 on the carryout, even if they do drop that, because I think they're going to probably stay with a little better. If they do drop those, I think they'll probably keep the yield up where it's at. So I think it's still going to be a pretty good, pretty big carryover to start with.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking with you again this afternoon during the closing market report.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on WILL AM 580 on this Tuesday morning. It is the 22nd day of September.